KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. It got a little tight at the finish, but the Los Angeles Dodgers will certainly take it as they stay alive in the National League Championship Series. Adrian Gonzalez homered twice, and Zach Greinke gave the Dodgers the clutch pitching performance they needed in a 6-4 victory over St. Louis. That trimmed the Cardinals' lead to 3-2 in the National League Championship Series. Carl Crawford and A.J. Ellis also went deep for the Dodgers, who rediscovered their power stroke just in time to save their season. They held on in the ninth as St. Louis scored twice off of closer Kenley Jansen before he struck out pinch hitter Adrian Chambers with two on to end it. That series now moves to St. Louis for Friday night's Game 6, with the Cards holding a 3-2 advantage in the best-of-seven series. Clayton Kershaw goes for the Dodgers against Cards rookie Michael Wacha. That's a pitching rematch of Game 2 when the Cardinals won 1-0 on an unearned run. Well, Detroit manager Jim Leland shook up the Tigers' batting order, and it paid immediate dividends. As a result, the American League Championship Series is all even at 2 games apiece. Torrey Hunter had a 2-run double, and Miguel Cabrera drove in 2 runs after Leland dropped Austin Jackson to 8th in the order and moved everyone else up a place following the Tigers' 1-0 loss in Game 3. Jackson drew a bases-loaded walk off of Jake Peavy for the first run of Detroit's 5-run second inning. Doug Fister allowed a run in 6 innings, striking out 7. The Tigers, who lost a 5-0 lead in Game 2, kept the Red Sox at bay this time. Game 5 is at Comerica Park Thursday night. It's a matchup of 15-game winners in the regular season. Boston's John Lester gets the ball tonight against Detroit's Anibal Sanchez. It's a rematch of the series opener that was won by Detroit. Also in baseball news, Don Baylor is returning to the Los Angeles Angels to be their hitting coach. He's been hired to replace Jim Eppard, who wasn't retained by manager Mike Socha. The 64-year-old Baylor had been Arizona's hitting coach for the past 3 years. He's the former manager of the Rockies and the Cubs. Baylor won the AL MVP award while playing for the Angels in 1979 when he hit .296 with 36 homers and 139 RBIs. One of Northern Iowa's hallmarks under basketball coach Ben Jacobson has been veteran leadership. Well, the Panthers won't have much of that to lean on this season. 3 starters and 3 of the program's top 4 scorers have moved on, leaving Jacobson with the least experienced group in his 8-year tenure in Cedar Falls. The Panthers have 10 newcomers, including 5 true freshmen and Tennessee transfer Wes Washpin, that they'll need to find roles for before the season opener comes up on November 9th at Ohio. Well, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, former Nebraska coach Tom Osborne, and Hall of Fame quarterback Archie Manning are among the 13 people who will be part of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee in 2014. The committee will choose 4 teams to play in the national semifinals and then seed them. The winners of those games will play a week later for the national championship in a small playoff. Well, Justin Houston, Tom Bahaly, and the rest of the Kansas City Chiefs defense doesn't seem to worry much about their place in history. Wins are more important to them. If they stop to take stock through the first 6 weeks, though, they might be surprised. After piling up 10 sacks in a win over the Raiders last Sunday, the Chiefs now have 31 this season. That puts them on pace to not only shatter the franchise record of 60 set during the 1990 season, but the NFL record of 72 set by the 84 Bears. The sack became an official stat in 1982. Houston leads the Chiefs with 9.5 sacks, tied with the Colts' Robert Mathis for the most in the NFL, while Holly is 4th. He has 7.5 sacks on the season. Elsewhere around the NFL, Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay is back down a bit after Broncos coach John Fox and former Colts general manager Bill Polian chided him for comments critical of Peyton Manning. Fox used his weekly NFL radio appearance on Tuesday to criticize Irsay for sounding ungrateful for what Manning did for his team and city, including winning a Super Bowl in 2007. Polian used the same platform to say that Irsay was wrong in both his facts and opinions. After a series of tweets defending himself Tuesday night, Irsay took to Twitter to say that he meant that if the Colts had given Manning better special teams and defense, they could have won more than one Super Bowl instead of asking the quarterback to do too much. New England's Gerard Mayo will miss the rest of the season after injuring his chest in Sunday's win over New Orleans. The Patriots have placed the 2-time Pro Bowl linebacker on injured reserve. Mayo is the NFL's leading tackler since 2010 with 546. Josh Freeman will be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings on Monday night against the New York Giants. Coach Leslie Frazier says Christian Ponder will be the backup, not Matt Castle. Freeman will be the 3rd starter in the last 4 games for Minnesota. He was cut by Tampa Bay October 3rd and signed by Minnesota 5 days later. Jay Ratliff's mysterious and rapid decline with the Dallas Cowboys has ended with his release. The Cowboys have unloaded their apparently disgruntled defensive tackle, saying he failed a physical after spending the first 6 weeks of the season on the physically unable to perform list. The four-time Pro Bowler injured his hamstring during the conditioning test before training camp in July, and he never practiced for the Cowboys this season. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that the NFL has fined Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh $31,500 for a hit on Cleveland Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon on Sunday. Suh was fined $100,000 for an illegal block on Minnesota center John Sullivan during week one. Bears wide receiver Brandon Marshall says he's been fined $10,500 by the NFL for wearing green football shoes in the October 10th game against the New York Giants. Marshall had said before last Thursday's game that he was wearing the shoes to attract attention to Mental Health Awareness Week. Marshall has been treated for a personality disorder in the past. Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller returned to practice for the first time since August 22nd, having served his six-game suspension for violating the NFL's drug abuse policy. The All-Pro Miller makes his 2013 debut Sunday when the Broncos visit the 4-2 Colts in quarterback Peyton Manning's return to Indianapolis. Buffalo Bills rookie quarterback E.J. Manuel is expected to miss another 4 to 6 weeks now that he's begun rehabbing his sprained right knee. And just a couple of games in the National Hockey League last night, the New York Rangers beat Washington 2-0, while Anaheim knocked off Calgary by a score of 3-2. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.